We're on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph by the two dots. Where the first two dots, about 10 lines on the top on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, where it says Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Oim Din L'Spalel Lo Mitoich Din. That's where we're up to. Ein Oim Din L'Spalel Lo Mitoich Din Lo Mitoich Devar Halacha El Mitoich Halacha Psuka. It says that the way that a person is supposed to prepare themselves for davening, which is what this Mishnah, this parak began with, about proper preparations for davening, some things you should not do. You shouldn't go to a Beis Din and you're all worked up and your thought process is all about, should I have said that? I shouldn't have said that. And then if you just stand up and daven, you're not going to have the proper kavana. Similarly, a person should not daven with a Dvar Halacha. If you just heard a Dvar Halacha, which is very difficult and in depth,
hard to believe.
You're not going to be able to concentrate. What?
Yes, well, I understand the reason, because you might be thinking about it, am I doing it right, am I, you know what I'm saying? So it's, so therefore you can't give a Dvar Halacha to move a davening anymore.
This is a very valid reason for me not to speak between Mincha and Marv.
Mincha and Marv, even Shabbos morning, you speak Friday night, if you can't give a Dvar Halacha, people will think about what you said,
right,
and not concentrate on the davening.
It's a good question. We're going to get to that in a second. Let's just finish this sentence. The only thing one is allowed to is El Mitoch Halacha Psuka, which is a very clean, basic halacha. Very simple. So you have to make sure that the speaker is not so intelligent, and then you'll be okay. Just have this. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, what is a Halacha Psuka? She'enu Sricha Iyun. Doesn't need any in-depth understanding. Shlehi Maharher Bobatfilah, so you have to think about it. There's nothing to talk about. It's just cut and dry law and no depth whatsoever. It's just this is the halacha, no questions, no answers.
That way, even a chov, which we have to take at face value, you may still think about it. So why is that halacha sitting? What halacha can you, if you look, what mitzvah? It's just pushing.
That's what the Gemara needs to ask right now.
There's nothing.
I don't think Moore's going to think, has three answers to that question.
When Yaakov told it to the sons after, when they went to Mitzrayim, I'll take us up a derech.
Right.
He's referring to
in-depth Torah study also. Right. That wasn't because they were doubting, it was because of they'd be, well, same idea, they lose concentration.
Right,
on
the dangers of that people.
Right. So, the Gemara asked the question, V'hechi dami halacha psuka. What is an example of a halacha psuka? Right, which means these are probably the only types of things that are allowed to be taught. And the irony of these three things is that halacha psuka, again, is mistranslated as a simple halacha. These three halachos that the Gemara brings down are not so simple that you need all these rashis to explain what these three cases are. So halacha psuka does not mean it's easy. It means that this is the way it is, that there's nothing to argue about. This is an acceptable law, and there's no way you can dispute it. And therefore you can't think about, gee, maybe this is wrong, that's wrong. That's what a halacha psuka is. So Amar Abaye. So Abaye says, Ki hod Rav Zera. Just like what Rav Zera said, Yom Rav Zera, Benos Yisrael hechmiro atzman, that our Benos Yisrael, because when it comes to the laws of Taras Mishpacha, the laws of Nida, they're very strict. Shafil rose tipos dam kechordel yosheva seles shiva nekiim. Even if they would see the amount of dam, the size of a mustard seed, they would still sit for shiva nekiim for 7 clean days.
That's not true. Because they go around by desk, you know, to check out if this is this, this is that. They don't take it on face value.
But they're looking for heterim.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that at least ask the Shiloh. A lot of people don't ask Shiloh
at all.
That's
what I'm saying, but so how can you say it's a simple one?
Well, if they weren't Mamachmer, what size is...
Mustard seed is very tiny.
No. Okay, so the Machmer, but there wouldn't be Machmer, what size would be required?
Larger than a mustard seed. If you look in Rashi, Rashi tells us a little bit about this, okay? Now, the halachos that are applied today when it comes to Hilchos, the laws of Nida, are not midaraisa. We add extra days beyond the days that the Torah requires. Says Rashi, Yoshevus lezainikin. So Rashi tells us, Levan ma'osa yoim shepoisekes. There's a day in which he's to stop, in which from that time when she stops seeing Dom, there are Zaynikim, 7 clean days thereafter. The truth is, the whole requirement of Zaynikim from the time that she does not see Dom is not a Torah requirement.
Is it the Rabbanon?
It's the Rabbanon, yeah. It's the requirement is, there is a Zaynikim, but it's not from the time of when she stops seeing Dom. That's an extra chumrah that we accept upon ourselves. The only concept of Zayin Nikiyim of 7 clean days is Elazava, when she has certain emissions from her body. Shnemar v'im tahar mizayvo, if she's purified from her being a zav, this flow. V'in ziva ela haroy shloshe yamim ritzufim b'seichid alhyam b'shebein nidal nida. Between the 11 days between her status of being a Nida, if she sees 3 times consecutively, that's when she's considered to be a Nida. So anyway, this is a halacha psuka because, okay, this is a stringency, it's what they did, and they accepted it upon themselves, fine. That was one answer of a halacha psuka. It makes me want to think, but the purpose is not to make you think. Amar Abai says, the Gemara says another explanation. Rabba Omer, ki had Rav Hoishia. Rav Hoishia said, Marim Adim al Tivuaso Machnisa b'Moitshala. For all those that are trying to save a little bit of money over here, you could trick and do a little bit of a scheme, and when it comes to your grain, you can bring your grain b'Moitshala while it's still in its husk. You can bring it into your house at that point, which means it has not yet been completed all the process for it to be a final finished product. And by doing that, you are going to be pater min ha-meiser. You're not going to have to give meiser on it. So, and Rashi says this a little bit more. Go from this Rashi. B'mot shalah in its husk. Kodim sheyizra osa, before it's winnowed, so therefore the solas, that which is not good, which is not edible, is still attached, right? She'im mischai b'maiser min haTorah, el b'riyas p'nei habayis. The only time you're obligated is when it's already been winnowed, and then it's brought into one's home. Nimrach Bakari, when it's placed in this pile, it was already winnowed and it was already put in this pile. Ablifne Mirach, before this process, Ein Rias Pnei Habayis Koivaso. It's not, the fact that it went through your home, it's still not obligated in Meiser. The Gabi Truma Meiser Ksiv Dagon Rashis Digancha, Vu Hamariach, it has to be once you've gone through this process of it having been winnowed. And now it's in a pile. Lefichach, mishen nichnas l'abayis, koydim eruach, if you brought into your house before, l'hukvul maisum in a Torah. You don't have to give maiser on it. Rabbanan hu da'asru achilas kev, medavr shal nigmar malachto. This is not gemar malacha, because you haven't completed the process for it to be edible for a person. And therefore, even the Rabbanan said it's still... Also, you're not allowed to eat it b'kfiyas. You can't have like a huge meal from it. Of achilas harai, lo asru. When it comes to having a little snack from it, it's okay, even though maaser wasn't taken, because it hasn't been gemar malacha, you didn't finish it, the process. U'maichel behema arayu, as well as you can give it to your animals, because that's considered to be like arai, as he brings down over here, in Sechtas Peya, Machal behema chayva of ad shimrach. You could still feed it to your animals even though you have not winnowed. Hilkach behem to achel esu patura. Therefore, when it says patim in a meiser, means you can feed it to your animals and you did not have to take up meiser. Avol ihu aser b'achilas keva, but you yourself are not allowed to eat it. Well, what's that mean?
Exactly. So that's a simple thing.
I don't know. That's a halacha psuka. I don't know. That's an example if you imagine what the difficult halachas are.
Right.
This is what they considered easy. Okay, and finally, the Iboy Seima says the Gemara, a third answer, Ki Hod Rav Huna. Rav Huna's, do you remember Rav Huna? Rav Zeira. He says, a make is dam, the mehemus kachin. A person whose make is dam, which is bloodletting, so you remove some blood from your animal. Okay? I'm not really sure, but that's what it means. Asr Bahana. That blood is Asr Bahana. You can't derive any benefit from. Uma'alanbo, and you will violate Me'ila, which is using something which is Kachim for your own benefit. Fine. Now, again, what is that referring to?
Is it maybe if you're operating an animal because it's sick and the animal bleeds, you can't use that blood?
Yes.
Not you can use the blood, you know, you know what would you do with the blood? Yeah, it's also, blood is always on source.
This lengthy Rashi says, it's a good question. You're asking a lot of good questions. So if you look at this lengthy Rashi, it says Asr Bahana. If you see at the very bottom of it, the second last line, it says the Hanuch Havin Halachos Psukos. These are very simple halachos. Shenolin Kushios. You're not going to ask any questions on them. They're tirutim, and therefore you're not going to need any answers. Sheisarach Laharher Bahen. That you're going to need to think about them. Okay, it's very fascinating. This is perhaps, yeah, I'm not really so sure why they're so simple. It's quite humbling. So if let's conclude to the two dots over here, then we're going to address this a little bit more. So the Gemara then concludes and says that Rabbanan Avdi Kemasnisin, that the Rabbanan did like the Mishnah. Namely, as Rashi says, mitoich koyved rosh, when they would daven, they would only daven with seriousness, or with a heavy head, or that they're in control of their head. That's the very beginning of the parak. And the name of this parak is Ein Oimdin. We cannot stand l'spal el mitoich koyved rosh. So the Rabbanan did like that. They were meticulous in that. Rav Ashi Ovid Kibraisa. Rav Ashi held like the Braisa, which Rashi says, Mitoch Halacha Psuka, that they would always learn, when he would learn, it would only be something more simplistic. If you look at this very interesting Tosos over here, Tosos Dibur Maskil Rabbanan Avdi Kemasnisen. So, says Tosvos, that Kavosaihu, and we hold, Kaimulon, this is how we hold. The fourth Tosos. The Kavosayu Kaimulan. Lachain ein mispal mitoich kalos roish v'schok. When you're not supposed to come and make a bunch of jokes and laugh all of a sudden daven, right? El mitoich koyved rosh. You're supposed to daven with a certain level of seriousness. V'simcha shol mitzvah, and with the joy of the mitzvah of about being able to daven. Kigon shos b'divrei Torah. Person who learns Torah, as we said, but something simple, something clean. But then listen to this last line over here. L'chein nagu loimer psuki de zimra v'ashri koidim tefila. So that's the inyan of psuki de zimra, is to kind of put us, I think, in the right mindset, is the purpose of psuki de zimra. Because otherwise you walk into shul and just jump chakras right into the Shemon Esrei, you may not be focused. So therefore, the Pesuk of the Zimra is for that. Hopefully they do. They do. So that's what Tosfos says, and it's interesting. That's the purpose of Pesuk of the Zimra. We look at our handout over here, for those that may have one or may not. This is 2-page double-sided sheet. It gets into the question of how am I, or is anyone for that matter, allowed to teach anything between Mincha and Maariv, if it's not a halacha psuka, which generally I would say maybe it's not. So, if we look, where was this? On the last page, over here, Vihine, the very top, okay? Yesh l'tmoa. There are those people that ask the question. Hod nohagin lilmoid bein minchal mariv, boiskim gam bepilpul. Right? Sometimes, maybe not myself, but some people really get into a pilpul, a very deep discussion. That's not a halacha psuka, right? But gam sheish inyan bezeh kamuva magin avram b'shem hashlom. The yesh soy l'chaver yom v'layla b'torah el b'tfila hein b'boiker hein b'erev. Now apparently there are sources that say that it's a good thing to connect mincha and maariv, or to connect the day to the night with Torah, right? So it sounds like a good thing, but the question is, avohari yesh b'zech shash dein lamud l'sbam b'toich halacha. How come they don't have a problem of this Gemara that we just said? You're not supposed to daven immediately after learning. Hine al habal batim. So this is the answer. Okay, when it comes to those people such as ourselves, that she'ein torasam umnasam, that we don't spend every waking hour learning Torah. Yesh liyashiv al pimash kosav meiri. Based on the meiri, we can understand what we do as being not incorrect. The devarim elu yira shul namru elu b'talmidim. But this halacha is only referring to those people who spend all this time learning. Kedei shulo yamdu l'tfil mitoich devar halacha amuma v'teyaito lech.